The downfall of the owner of New England's biggest fishing fleet could also hurt the port of New Bedford. Carlos Rafael, known as the Codfather, has pleaded guilty to federal charges of smuggling and of submitting fraudulent catch records. In addition to serving prison time, Rafael could lose prized fishing permits, and people in his home port worry the permits might not stay in New Bedford. WBUR's Simone Rios has the story.
On the New Bedford docks, everybody knows Carlos Rafael.
But I've been working for Carlos for 12 years now. Sometimes you should watch out who he's talking to.
Yeah,
but he's a good guy.
Richard Mazeral of Weston insulates holds on fishing boats owned by Rafael. He's one of hundreds of people who work with the man known as the Codfather, who gives Mazeral about a third of his business.
He's one of my main livelihoods right down in the area. So it'd be a shame, you know, to have him lose anything. You know, he's brought this fishing industry back to where it's supposed to be down here.
Carlos Rafael is the largest owner of fishing vessels in New England and potentially the United States. In 2004, he spoke to an archivist at the Working Waterfront Festival in New Bedford about the importance of diversifying between scallops and groundfish.
It's a future for guys with deep pockets. And I'm not saying deep pockets like in my case, but I can diversify. I got the draggers. I got the scallopers. I have alternatives, but the guy that only got one boat, he's in trouble. He is in a lot of trouble.
Rafael's trouble started in 2015 when he tried to sell his entire fleet to undercover IRS agents posing as Russian criminals. The asking price, $175 million. Rafael refused to comment for this story, but he spoke in depth to the federal agents who set him up. Court records show Rafael admitted to an elaborate criminal enterprise over 30 years. It involved mislabeling fish caught by his boats as a way of cheating the strict quota system that regulates groundfish species like cod and haddock. He faces a few years in prison. The big question for many is what will become of the 13 fishing draggers connected to Rafael's crimes and all the jobs that are attached to them.
Poseidon is one of them. Destiny is one. Those are subject to forfeiture at this point.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I met up with former fisherman Jim Kendall on a dock in New Bedford where Rafael keeps some of his boats.
Every single one that I see here right now, yeah, is somehow tied or linked to Carlos.
So it's all the ones painted green with a CR, Carlos Rafael,
yeah,
inside a circle. That's his,
yeah,
logo.
That's his logo. Carlos. Carlos is somewhat of a character. I've known Carlos for years, and I think he loves nothing better than challenging, whether it's people or whether it's like the boats and stuff. He likes to take on a challenge.
Carlos Rafael is a scoundrel, and he deserves to go to prison.
John Mitchell was a federal prosecutor before becoming mayor of New Bedford, which is the top-grossing fishing port in the country.
The most important question right now is what happens to his permits, because there is a certain amount of fishing quota associated with those permits, and because those permits are attached to boats based in New Bedford, what happens to those permits will determine whether more fish come into New Bedford.
According to Mitchell, Carlos Rafael's business represents 75% of the city's groundfish haul. But it's only about 7% of the port's total landings, most of which come from the scallop boats. One proposal Mitchell would like to see is for Rafael's permits to be placed under the control of the New Bedford Port Authority.
In effect, a neutral body that could hold and lease out the permits that Carlos would forfeit to the agency.
There are other ways to keep Rafael's permits in the city. Rafael could sell other permits to other fishermen in New Bedford and use the proceeds of those sales to offset his forfeiture obligations. The government could also put the permits up for auction, but people in New Bedford say that could mean their city loses out, and if they're sold to someone out of state, so could Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.